Let me just get this going. Russell Wax can kill me. Oh, I hope to get it.
Of course.
I hope to see for yourself.
That I also have to get.
I mean, that's the whole
We can't not learn that. Whether a drabbanan with only a Shabbos is allowed.
Have you seen the rabbanan? No.
Okay. Oh, well, there's no drabbanans. Yeah, anyway, we're up to Parsha Shoftim. Just a couple of questions on Parsha Shoftim. I forgot to bring anything. I just jotted down some stuff, and I forgot to bring anything. But I want you to answer this question. Yes, you have the ability to answer this question, a $5 question. You do have the ability, but right now, not. Okay. It says... It says there's a there's something called a zaken mamre, a zaken who says to do the wrong thing and you kill him. It's called a zaken mamre. In a pasuk Yud Zayin, pasuk Yud Gimel. It says in Pasuk Yud Beis, you kill him. Then it says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'chol ha'am yishuv yiro, and the whole nation sees him being killed. V'lo yizidin ov, they won't do bad things anymore. So, you kill a person in Bezdin, in Tveria, V'chol ha'am yishuv yiro, V'chol yishuv yiro, what does that mean? V'chol ha'am yishuv yiro. Rashi says, very interesting. Rashi says, "V'chol am yishuv mekan shemantin lo ad arevel." We learn from here that you don't give him a certain tzaria. You wait until Yom Tov. Yom Tov, everybody comes to Yishalayim. It's a mitzvah regel. Everyone's in Yishalayim. You wait till Yom Tov. U'mamtin u'mamish also regel, and you kill him on Yom Tov or Chol Hamoed. You kill him by the Beis Hamikdash. Yom Tov or Chol Hamoed probably. So everybody sees. That's what Rashi says. It's very interesting. Rashi just paskened. Because this is Machlokes in Sanhedrin, that Peites Amud Aleph. Machlokes Rabbi Akiva in Kings of Yochanan, if I'm not mistaken. What it means, the Chole Nishon Hiro, Rabbi Akiva says, it means wait till Yom Tov. And bring them to Yantif to Yishalayim and kill them in front of Klai Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan, I think it's Rabbi Yochanan, either Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yehuda says that no, it doesn't mean that. You kill him wherever he is. Then you send out flyers. You make posters and emails or whatever it is, the emails or WhatsApps. And we killed this and this guy because he was a Zaken Mamre. So it's not that you kill, wait. They say, you don't wait at all. You kill them right away. But you send out the information why you killed them that all of Klal Yisrael should know. So you send out posters or emails or texts, whatever it is. That's the machlokes. Rashi passes like who? Rabbi Akiva. For some reason, Rashi just passes here. But there's a big problem. In the next parsha, it says, Parsha Ben Soromora. Ben Soromora, Ben Soromora, right? At the end of the pasuk, it says also, the Chol Yisrael Yishuv Yiro. You kill him, the Chol Yisrael Yishuv Yiro. So what should Rashi say here? What does the Chol Yisrael Yishuv Yiro mean?
That's the
regal. Regal, and kill him. So Rashi, the Chol Yisrael Yishuv Yiro, Mikan, Shetzer HaKroz, Lebezin, Tony Niskal, she had Ben Shalom Mora. Oh, that, you have to have a charasa. You have to let it be known that he was killed. Same thing. Rashi says in our pasuk, Mikan, oh, you wait till Regel and take him to Regel. Passing like Rabbi Kiva. In Ben Shalom Mora, he passes like Rabbi Yochanan. Hey, Rashi just says, oh, it means that, oh, everyone has to know why this guy died. So, how does this, what is it? Rashi's one Chayesh Rosh Hashanah, Rashi says, oh, that's Rabbi Kiva. One Chayesh Rosh Hashanah, oh, that's Rabbi Yochanan Yehuda. Oh, Yosef. What does that mean? That's a kasha you could answer. Are you up for this? You got the kasha? Oh, come on. You're waiting for this. Oh, come on. Okay. Near the end of the parasha, it talks about Edgar Rufa. It talks about finding a dead body. Again, you do Edgar Rufa. Then they swore to Edgar. And then it says, we didn't kill this person. So what does it mean? What does it mean? Ben says, we didn't kill this person. Ben didn't kill this person. What does it mean, we didn't kill this person? So, Gemara Saita, I think Rashi says it. He also gave Shizikni Bezdin Shofke Damanim. Did we ever think that Bezdin killed the guy? We never thought that Bezdin killed the guy. Why Bezdin say, oh, we didn't kill him? Bezdin didn't kill him. Elo Reinu Patrinu Bram Zonos Avogavaya. We didn't send him without Mizonos, without Revive. So sending him without Mizonos, okay, I can give easy answers to that. But what's Revive? Sending him without Revive. Revive comes after he's dead. But what does it mean, sending him out without Revive? It means there's a din that when you have a guest, you have to escort him. So it means, and if you didn't escort him, I don't know which one it is, it's as if you killed him. So Bezin saying, we didn't kill him, meaning we escorted him out of his city. The only problem is, the same Gemara, that in Sota, says, how long is the escort? How long do you have a mitzvah escort? Four amos. That's it. So, if they didn't walk this far with him, we killed him. If they walked this far with him, we didn't kill him. Like, what does this mean? We always think, oh, escorting a person, so nothing bad should happen to him. So they should escort him out of town, escort him to where he's going, escort him. But, you know, there's a difference between walking with him four amos, oh, then he won't get killed. If you don't walk from, you walk three amos, then he'll get killed. What does this mean? Four amos, what does four amos do for him being killed or not being killed? And if Bezdin didn't walk for Amos, then they killed him. If they did walk for Amos, they killed him. What could this mean? That's a shot. Okay. There's one funny one, but there's no answer to this. It's hard for anybody to answer one question here. I don't have time now. But if you look at the Targum Yonasan, we don't have Targum Yonasan here, but the Targum Yonasan says, "V'nechaper aleihem hadam." This will be a kapara. And the Targum Yonasan says something very funny. Targum Yonasan says, "Targum is usually the translation of the pasuk." If you look at Targum Yonasan in his own words, he says this. You know what's going to happen? He says, this is what's going to happen. Bezin's going to shecht the Edgar Rufa. And there'll be blood. And the blood is going to go out of its tabur, its belly button. What's it called? Navel. The blood's going to flow out of its navel, and the blood's going to flow. Okay? The blood's going to flow until the blood finds the killer. and then the blood's going to cover the killer. And then you'll know who killed him, so you'll kill him. So there'll be a kapara. Like, first of all, where did the story come from? And what, you know, it's possible, where did this anything come from? But even worse than that, if this happened, and okay, he's covered with blood, so God said, oh, he's the killer. Are you allowed to kill him?
No.
So what kind of kapara is it? What can you do? Even if there's a guy covered with blood, so what are you going to do? We know halacha that you can't kill a person without aiding, and that's rough. Because Hashem points out by covering him with blood, he's the killer. He's the killer? Why is this? You can give me the answer to that question. Whoa.
So has to go to Ari Mikla.
What?
So has to go to Ari Mikla.
Oh, you just paskin very nicely. Why?
Because even if you're bang mazed or bang show yourself
to you need aid you. Ari Mikla also.
Ari Mikla?
Yeah. Yes. What? For what? For once killing without aiding people? I can't see that. You have to prove to me that people are because of that's keeper in a different way. Aiden is our Asura. But no Aiden and no Asura, Aiden is the keeper. I don't know. Oh, whatever keeper is. But it's not good.
I hear
you. Okay, let's just do some Musser. Wait, oh, I have to do Musser. And I'm going to tell you now, it's probably the oldest Musser in the world. But I got to tell this to you because Chazara of Musar is very, very, very important. Chazara of Musar. As you always say. You know? If a guy walks out while you're driving, you beep your horn, right? And then if he does it again, you say, oh, it's the second time he's doing it, I won't beep my horn. No, you got to beep your horn. And the third time, the fourth time, the fifth time. You don't want him to die. Same thing with Musar. You gotta go over and over and over again. You don't want people to, you know, whatever it is. So, the beginning of the parasha, Shelton and Shelton, Titan L'chol Sherecha. But Shelton and Shelton, L'chol Sherecha. And there's the Shalah HaKadosh, who says, which I have to talk about. The Shalah HaKadosh says, it says, make judges, and you know what Shelton did, by the way? We know what Shoftim did. What did Shoftim do?
They guided people. Like,
what?
Wasn't that like...
What? No. That's that. They did that also. But what does Shoftim...
It's
what?
A spiritual guy. It should be Shoftim.
That's Shoftim. What does Shoftim do?
Like the police. Or officers.
Okay. So the Gemara says, what does Shoftim do? If you one morning wake up and you say, nah, no tefillin today. The Shoftim would say... To show to him, hey, he doesn't want to put on tefillin, go force him to put on tefillin. And they'll beat you until you put on tefillin. It's even worse than anything else because Makos has a lot of 39 Makos. Children could like, beat you till death almost. Put on tefillin. And he missed it. This morning, he woke up, I'm not doing little nephew this year. A shofet would hear about it and he would say, children, they'll beat you up. They're doing the move, and that's what the Shoftim did. Shoftim did what the Shoftim wanted him to do. And Shoftim passed this, what you have to do. The Shoftim did it. And that's Shoftim, Titan Chab Chal Shirach. Comes on the Shalat Chadash, and Shalat Chadash says, it says the word Lacha. We always learn things from Lacha in the Torah. When the Torah says Lacha, we always learn something from Lacha. He says, what's the racha here? So the Shalat Chadash says, this is a musa racha. This racha is a musa. It says, b'chol sherecha and all your gates. Racha, you have gates also in your body. You have gates. Now, different mafarshim say a different number of gates. The least is six, but there's more than six. Because there's some gates led in and out, some gates only in, some gates only out. So, for example, mouth is a gate in and out. Why is it in and out? What? It's eating treif, and talking Lashon Hara. So, or talking, whatever it is, Nevel Peh, that's a gate that go in and out. Eyes are a gate, what? No. Only in. Eyes are a gate, only in. Ears are a gate, only in. But so you got two ears, you got a mouth, you got two eyes. What other gates are there?
Nostrils.
Nostrils are a gate for what? In, not out. What? Yeah, but don't have a I mean, what kind of aveira can you do with your nostrils?
So
you could. What? So the Gemara talks about smelling is Zona's perfume. Okay, but there's an in. Out, I don't know if there's an aveira. But there's even more. There's it's called your rectum. That's a gate. Can you do a varus with that? Really? And then there's another gate, which we I don't like talking about, but that, let's put it this way. That gate is only out, not in. You know what I'm talking about? What? You got to have biology major, but yeah. Okay, yeah, good. No, that's out. You have to guard your gates. You got to guard your gates. And l'cha, that means you have to guard your gates. Shoftim b'shotrim, it means continuously, every day, every minute of the day, you have to be a shofet because you're making choices. Should I look at this? Shouldn't I look at it? Should I eat this? Shouldn't I eat it? Should I say it? Shouldn't I say it? You have to be a shofet, l'cha. You have to be a shofet all the time. I mean shofet all the time. And it's very hard to be shofet all the time. But you have to be shofet all the time. And then, for a lot of things, I have to be a shofet, but not a shofet. For a lot of things, I don't have to be a shofet. For example, I'm talking about myself. For example, I'll go to the store, I'll go to the supermarket. Oh, I want an ice cream badly. I want a quart, a pound of ice cream. You know, what is it, a pint, a quart? I want ice cream. Now go. And the first thing I'll do, I'll say, whoa, that looks great. It's chocolate with chocolate chips in it, and this and that. I mean, it's full of chocolate. But then I have to be a shofet. What's my shofet? How am I going to be a shofet there? I'm going to check the hechsher. Hey, is it kosher? I'm a shofet. Now, if I don't find hechsher on it, for this shofet doesn't need shofet. I'm in hope for you guys also. Okay, there's no shelter. I'm not going to eat it. There's not even, I don't need a shelter anymore. So for some things, you don't need a shelter. But there's a lot of things you need a shelter. I'm inviting someone to my house. Some people are coming to my house to eat the Shabbos. Now, I know that they're coming to my house. Okay, they're not coming to my house for my chont. Chont's not that great. Not coming to my house for no kugel, not the full division. They want to talk some good Lashon Hara. Now that's what they want. That's what the Shabbos meal is all about. Not the food, but the good times, you know. Oh, I want to hear about this guy, I want to hear about this guy, what this guy do wrong. And everything I put out of my mouth at the Shabbos table, I'm going to have to be a shofet. Can I say it or not? And then even when I decide not to say it, hey, good Lashon Hara, I want to say it. You know, and I might. I'm going to have a shofet. What's going to be my shofet? What is going to be my shofet? We're talking about this L. This is all about L. You have to change during L. You have to be a shofet, and you have to be a shofet. So what is my shofet for Lashon Hara? What is my shofet? What could it be? So by Musa saying, oh, Yerushimayim is your shofet. Yerushimayim is your shofet. Shofet says, oh, it's Lashon Hara. You learned every day, you learned a couple pieces of Chafetz Chaim, and you learned this Lashon Hara. And I'm going to say, yeah, I learned this Lashon Hara. But I didn't want to. And what's my shelter? Oh, I'm afraid of God. Shelter is my Yishmael is my shelter. But how do I get it? How do I get my Yishmael? How do you get Yishmael? Lemaisa, when Shosh Lanter said, in the old days, people get Yerushalayim by learning Gemara. They're learning. These days, there's only one way to get Yerushalayim. That's by learning Musa. Learning Musar is the only way a person can hear Shemayim. Your shelter is your Musar Seder. It's a paid-political announcement that you realize. That we made a Musar Seder here. Wednesdays and Thursdays, if a Chabura Musar, don't not go to it. Go to it. You need a shelter. You could be a shofet, but there's a lot of things you need a shofet for, a lot of things. Especially, I don't like to say this in public, but I'll say it in public because it has to be said. For example, some things go together. Like, your mouth is in and out. Your eyes are only in. What could be the out of your eyes? What you're talking about. Does anybody understand it? What, your eyes. Okay, let's talk about your eyes. Oh, I'm addicted to porn. Why don't I watch some porn? Oh, there's porn on my phone. There's porn on my computer. Watch some porn. That's into your eyes. But porn also contributes to an out. You got that? What? What did you talk about before? You know what I'm talking about? Okay, good. Good. We're talking to adults here. So you gotta watch yourself. A lot of them go together, in and out. You have to have a shelter. And there's only one shelter. And then it says, well, tikach shochad. Don't take shochad. We are shochad ourselves. What's shochad? We say, oh, it's good for me. Oh, I'm shochad. I give myself shochad. Oh, you could do it. Oh, yeah. Sleep, because you have a better Seder. You know? Sleep, you have a better Seder. Don't take shochad. Don't take shochad. Shoftin b'shotrim. You got to be and once you learn Musar, you know what the biggest shelter is? This season. Oh. Here I'm a shelter, and I want to do something, a shofet, and I want to do something, you know, not good. And then he said to himself, you're Shemayim? Nah. Musar? Nah. It's Elo. How can I do it during Elo? How can I do it during Elo? I remember once happened to me when I was a kid. I was walking through the street. It was after summer, and somebody had dropped a pornographic magazine. And I said, whoa, great. I was about to pick it up and I said to myself, oh no, it's L. I just can't, it's L. And I didn't. Or if I shot. I kicked on the side and I went back up and kept it, see what's still there. Have a great shot.